This morning, I invite you to take your Bibles with me and open them to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks as we reflect and think about Thanksgiving, and also as we look forward and anticipate celebrating Christ's coming and the reason for our Thanksgiving. We'll be looking at Psalm 100. Before we turn our attention to God's Word this morning, let's turn to Him in prayer, asking for His blessing. Please pray with me. Our Father in heaven, as we open up Your Word together, it's our prayer that You will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know You better. We pray also that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened in order that we may know the hope to which You have called us, the riches of Your glorious inheritance in the saints, and Your incomparably great power for us who believe. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in Your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 100, beginning with verse 1, let's pay careful attention because this is God speaking His word to us. A psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. People of God, this past Thursday, as we celebrated Thanksgiving and as we worshiped together, we noted from Psalm 107 how our thankfulness is a response to God, not necessarily a result of our experiences or the stuff that we have. Now this morning, in light of Psalm 100, we'll dive into that a little bit deeper. What's the difference? A result versus a response. Well, a result is something you really don't have a whole lot of control over. It's a consequence. You're passive. It just happens. Where a response is an action. It's the act of responding. You're doing something. You're replying. You're answering. You're responding. You're obeying. If your stomach is empty, the passive result is that all of a sudden you're hungry. Or if you stub your toe, the result or the involuntary response, if you want to say it like that, is pain. And at times we might think of giving thanks in the same way. It's a result of what happens to us. If I like this thing enough, well, the result is that I'm going to be thankful for it. Or if you make me happy enough, then the result is thankfulness. Or if you give me something that I like enough, then I will be thankful. We think of thankfulness as a result to something or the situation that we find ourselves in, or the circumstances that are around us. That's what makes me thankful. And all of a sudden our thankfulness becomes based on our experiences. And if I don't have anything to be thankful for, well, then it's because of the situation I'm in. If nothing good is happening to me, then I have no reason to be thankful. And all of a sudden, thankfulness is based on me, my experiences, my feelings, my stuff. Now we saw it in Psalm 107 and we're going to see it again this morning in Psalm 100. Thankfulness is not a result to what happens to me, but rather it is a response to what God has done for me. And that's our theme this morning as we look at Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Psalm 100, as we look at it this morning, it's a psalm that's full of commands. Now, so often, the culture we live in looks at Thanksgiving as well, it's just something that happens in light of the situation you find yourself in or in light of the stuff that you have. The result is thankfulness. So when we come to God's Word and all of a sudden you have a psalm that gives you 7 commands, how can you command thankfulness? But that's exactly what's happening in this psalm. And all of these commands are arranged to make a point. In Hebrew poetry, it's called a chiasm, but basically, in Psalm 100, the main point is right in the middle. You can think of it like a step pyramid, the beginning and the end of the psalm on the outside, and you work your way to the very center, the main point. And so you have these commands at the beginning: make a joyful noise to the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness, come into His presence with thanksgiving, and then the heart of this psalm, the main point, is to know. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And then you go down the other side of the pyramid. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, which parallels come into His presence with singing. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His steadfast love endures forever, His faithfulness to all generations. Now, what Psalm 100 this morning is doing for us is it's showing us what it takes, what it looks like, not just to be thankful, but to be enthusiastically thankful. It's not just a somber list of things that I'm thankful for that I recite around the dinner table, but rather it is a call, a command to shout for joy, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, worship, serve with gladness, sing joyfully to the Lord. And the reason for this excitement, the reason for this enthusiasm, is because God made us, because we are His, because He is good, because His love endures forever, because He is faithful to all generations. And that's why we can be enthusiastically thankful. And as we look at this psalm this morning, we have 2 main points. The first is knowing God. And then our second point this morning is thanking God. And so first, knowing God. This involves turning away from yourself and turning to the Lord. Knowing God. Psalm 100, as you may know, is the only psalm with the specific title, A Psalm for Giving Thanks. A Psalm for Giving Thanks. So there's other psalms that are used to give thanks. We looked at one last Sunday and Thanksgiving Day, Psalms of Thanksgiving. And when you look at Psalm 118, it uses the word thanks more than any other psalm, beginning and ending with, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. But out of all of the psalms, even out of all the psalms of Thanksgiving, Psalm 100 is the only one that has that title, A Psalm for Giving Thanks. And what we find in this psalm is the heart of thanksgiving. If you want to know what giving thanks is all about, what it takes to be enthusiastically thankful, then we look at Psalm 100. Here is the answer. And what we're confronted with, what we have in this psalm, is 7 commands. Make a joyful noise. This isn't an option or a suggestion or a recommendation. This is a command. This is what you do. Make a joyful noise. Shout. Serve. Worship. Come. Know. Enter. Thank. Bless. And the heart and the center of this psalm is knowing God. Know that the Lord, He is God. And everything else before that and after that flows from that main point. It's the foundation of our thanksgiving, knowing God. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Now there is a lot that is packed into verse 3. What do we know here? That's the command, to know. What do we know here? Well, we know first that He is God. We know secondly that He made us. And third, we know that we belong to Him. And so first, know He is God. Knowing God is the first step in this enthusiastic thanksgiving. It is what is necessary for joyfully praising and thanking Him. In verse 3, we're reminded of who God is. If you look in your Bibles with me, know that the Lord, He is God, and Lord there is in all capital letters. It's the covenantal name of God. It's Yahweh. The covenantal name of God, the God who is in relationship to us, the God who loves us and saves us. Know that He is the Lord, that He is God. His name there represents all that He is, who He is, and all that He does. Know that the Lord, He is God. Secondly, know that He made us. All of a sudden, everything is put back into perspective when we know that we are just creatures. When we know that it is God who made us, that He is the Creator. When we know God as the Creator, everything is put back into the right perspective. All of a sudden, I'm not the one calling the shots anymore and making things happen, but rather God, as the Creator and the Sustainer of all things, is the one providing exactly what I need when I need it. And what this does is this takes us from being ungrateful or unthankful for what we have. This takes us from that entitlement attitude of, I deserve this. He owes it to me. And it takes us from that to the point of realizing that everything I have, everything that I'm given is a gift from God. If it was all about you, if God wasn't the Creator and you were the one accomplishing it, then there's no need for us to be thankful. If God isn't our Creator, if He's not the one sustaining and upholding all things as with His fatherly hand, then why be thankful? If God's not the one who made us, then we have no reason to be thankful. We've got here by ourselves. Survival of the fittest, right? We're the ones that accomplished this. We're the ones that pulled ourselves up by our own bootstraps. If I'm going to thank anyone, it's going to be me, right? But that's not the case, even though that's how our culture often thinks. The reality, the truth, is that it is He who made us. Knowing God as Creator is the foundation to our thanksgiving, but it doesn't end there. It is He who made us, and we are His. Know that we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. There is so much crammed into just verse 3. What did it take for you to become His, for you to belong to the Lord, to be the sheep of His pasture, the flock under His care? Know that we are His. This is how our knowledge of God and ourselves come together. We belong to Him. We are in relationship with Him. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And what it took for that to be the reality is His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. It's because of Jesus Christ giving up His life, saving us, that we now belong to Him. Even more important than knowing God as Creator is knowing Him as Redeemer. What's being said here, that's what Psalm 100 verse 3 is pointing to. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Think of David in Psalm 23 describing his relationship with God like a shepherd and his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I belong to Him. Think of Jesus describing Himself in John 10 as the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. No one can snatch them out of my hand. That's what we're talking about here this morning. That's the heart and the foundation of our thankfulness, of our lives of gratitude, the salvation that is ours in Jesus Christ. This is what God has done. Know that He is Lord. Know that He has made you. Know that He has saved you. Now maybe this morning or this past week you've been racking your brain trying to come up with something that you're thankful for. And maybe you're coming up short. Well, what are you thankful for? I don't know. Life's been tough this past year. I lost my job. It was a bad year. The family isn't on the best of terms. People of God, if we had nothing else to be thankful for other than the fact that God made you and He saved you, then we have every reason in the world to be thankful, to give thanks. Not only giving thanks, but making a joyful noise, shouting for joy, serving, worshiping with gladness, praising with joyful songs. When things are put back into perspective, then we have something to be enthusiastically thankful for. God made you and He saved you. Be thankful. As I mentioned in the introduction, so often when we think about being thankful, we might make the mistake of looking at our thanksgiving, our being thankful, as more of an involuntary response to the events that happen in our life. Kind of like when you go to the doctor and you're sitting on the table and he hits your knee and all of a sudden your leg kicks. Well, I didn't do that on purpose. It just happened. And we think about thanksgiving in that way too. It's the result of the things that it just happened. I got this great present. Well, I was thankful. Or the situation that I find myself in life, that's why I'm thankful. And if nothing good is happening to me, if I didn't get what I wanted, well, then I'm not thankful. And what we need to keep in mind, what we see in Psalm 100 here, is that our thankfulness is not the result or the involuntary response to what we experience, but rather it is an intentional response. It's a decision to be thankful because of who God is and what He does. He made you. He saved you. Be thankful. Our joy, our praise, our thanks, it's not dependent on the circumstances of life, the profit we made this past year. It's not about the bushels or the dollar signs. Our thankfulness is the overflow of who we are in Christ. And so we can rejoice. We do rejoice and we thank God when He richly blesses us and we just had the best year ever. But we also rejoice and we praise and we thank God when we've just gone through the most difficult year ever. Because thankfulness is not a result of what happens to me, but a response to what God has done for me. And that, people of God, is how we can be enthusiastically thankful, by knowing God, first of all, and secondly, by thanking God. That's our second point this morning, thanking God. Not the result of things that happen to us, but rather the response to what God has done for us. Thanking God. Occasionally, when someone does something special or kind for us, we find ourselves asking, well, what could I do for them? How could I return the favor? I want to show them how thankful I am. I want to show them that I appreciate what they did. And it's an honest question, and there's not always a clear answer of how can I return that favor? How can I show them that I'm thankful for what they did? They had us over. Well, we should have them over. Or he helped me out with that project, and so I want to return the favor and help him in some way. Or she invited me for coffee and was so encouraging. I want to have her over sometime. Now, if it's tough for us to show appreciation to each other when it comes to thankfulness, how much more difficult is it to show appreciation and thanks to God? I mean, where do you even start? There's nothing we can give Him. Well, I want to return the favor. I want to give Him what He's given to me. Well, what do you, it's kind of like Christmas shopping for the guy who has everything. What do you get for the guy who already has everything? Well, now we're talking about the God of the universe who literally does have everything. What do you get for Him?
Well, I just want to return the favor. Well, how do you help him out? So what do we do then to show our thanks to the Lord? In Psalm 100, we go from verse 3, we go from knowing God and what he has done for us in Jesus Christ, and that flows right into thanking God, praising and worshiping him. At the beginning of this psalm, Psalm 100 is telling us how to respond thankfully. At the beginning and at the end of this psalm, there is this emphasis on coming before him, entering his gates, coming into his presence. You got verse 2, come into his presence with singing. Verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And the reason that we're entering, the reason that we're coming is to worship him, to give thanks to him, to praise, to shout, to make a joyful noise, to bless, to worship with gladness. Worship. Entering into worship. Coming into his presence. Serving him and giving thanks. Worship is the way that we show our thankfulness to God. Worship is not only a way for us to show and acknowledge what God has done for us, but it is the way, thanking him for what he has done. Give thanks to him. It's a command. Being thankful is not just a passive result. Well, I was sitting in the pew one Sunday and all of a sudden it just happened. No, it is an intentional decision that I will thank the Lord. Why? Because what he has done for me in Jesus Christ. It's something that you choose to do, people of God. You choose. You decide to thank God, to give him thanks. To worship him. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Well, I can't hold it, dude. Make a joyful noise. Praise him for what he has done. Once again, in this short psalm, we have 7 commands. Not suggestions, not recommendations, but commands. Covenantal commands. Because of the relationship you are in with Jesus Christ, you will make a joyful noise. You will serve and worship. You will come. You will know. You will enter. You will thank and you will praise. Because of who God is and for what he has done for you in Jesus. Now, being thankful because God tells us to doesn't mean living in denial or suppressing our true feelings or emotions. Oh, I have to thank Great Aunt Ida for the gift she gave me. No, it's not like that at all. It means being honest. I may not feel thankful right now. But I am thankful. I can be thankful because I know God. And I know what he has done for me. And I can bring all of those things to God who has promised to love me and has shown me the full extent of his love by sending his one and only son to be my savior. So that I can belong to him. Know that I am his. Know that he made me. People of God, Where are you this morning in this giving thanks process? Has your thanks up to this point been based on you, your feelings, your emotions, rather than choosing to be thankful and responding with that thanksgiving? Has it been based on what we feel and the circumstances of our life, the stuff of our life, instead of being based and founded on God and who he is and what he's done? When our perspective on thankfulness is out of line and it's more about the stuff and the situations in our life instead of our Savior, instead of our God, what's the result? What has the result been for you? When your thankfulness is based on the stuff or the situation, has the result been this enthusiastic thanksgiving that's being described in Psalm 100? Or has it been something less?
The worshiping, the shouting for joy, the making a joyful noise, the singing is a response to knowing God and what He has done. And we see that as this psalm wraps up in verse 5, this final verse of Psalm 100 explains why we should thank God. And verse 5, it's not just repeating what's already been said. Before in verse 3, we said that we should thank God right at the center because of who He is, because of what He's done. Verse 3 is about what God has done. He is the Lord God. It is He who made us, and we are His. He's made us. He saved us. This is what God has done. You couple that with verse 5, and now all of a sudden we are praising, we are thanking, we are joyful noising it because of who He is. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. And His faithfulness to all generations. We are knowing who God is. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. That's what He's done, and now we're adding to that who He is. He is good. His love endures forever. And there we're talking about that chesed love, that covenantal, never-ending, forever, faithful love of God. The reason He sent Jesus Christ to save you from your sins kind of love. And how long does it last? It lasts forever. His faithfulness to all generations. And that's the reason that we give thanks to Him. That's the reason we praise His holy name. That's the reason we make a joyful noise. That's the reason, people of God, that we are ridiculously and enthusiastically thankful because of who God is and for what He has done for us in Jesus Christ. A thankfulness that's not an involuntary result on the situations or the things that happen to us, but rather an intentional response to who God is and all that He has done. Joyful noise making, serving, worshiping, coming, knowing, entering, thanking, blessing. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. And that's why we can thank our Lord for the great things that He has done, for who He is and all that He has done for us in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's show our thanks by turning to our Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank You and we praise You. We make a joyful noise before You. We strive to worship and serve You because of all that You have done for us. Lord, help us to know that You are God. Help us to remember and know that You have made us and that we belong to You and what it took for that to happen. The salvation that is ours in Christ to bring us into relationship with You. Knowing that You are good. Knowing Your steadfast love and Your faithfulness. And responding with praise and worshiping Your holy name, blessing You with all that we are, because You have saved us and because You have made us. Lord, hear our prayer this morning, because we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.